Spring 1940, and as Germany captured most of Western Europe, the British people had to brace themselves for the very real prospect of a German invasion. For a few terrifying months, everyone knew that Britain could be next.
Church bells. That means we invaded.
Over that frightening summer, the people faced the awful possibility of occupation.
The thought of any foreign power, it just could not happen.
With the country under threat, families made their plans. Unlikely heroes, whose stories have rarely been told, confronted spies on their doorstep. On a September evening in 1939, a car drove slowly through the country lanes of Kent. It turned into a sleepy village and headed onwards to an RAF base, where its occupant drank a toast to his friends and neighbours before heading home. He had a heavy heart, as he knew what the morning would bring. The man was Winston Churchill. The base was Biggin Hill. And tomorrow, Britain would once again go to war with Germany.
Hubert's employer, the artist, who keeps asking her to pose for him, he had peacock feathers and a copper vase in his studio last time she was there, doing a bit of cleaning, as well as great jugfuls of lilac and may, flowers she would never take indoors. Talk about provoking providence. She's done it before, sat for an artist, never minded, but she doesn't fancy taking her clothes off now, for all the world to gawp at in some gallery. A friend of hers did it recently.